What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents. And guys, today's the day we've all been waiting for. It's the season finale.
We're going to be talking about all the kayaking, that insane night in the cave, and the epic conclusion to an epic season.
And later in the episode, we'll be joined by the challenge champions themselves, CT and Amber B. So stay tuned, because you don't want to miss that.
All right, should we get started?
Let's go!
All right, everyone. It's time for my least favorite part of the podcast, which is Safe House, because it's the place where I feel the most unsafe. Yeah, that's right. It's the 36-second recap in honor of it being the 36th season. We should get somebody who does auctions on here, because they'd probably be great at it.
Okay, try to do it in your best auctioner voice. Anissa, you go first, okay?
No, I can't. There's no way.
Yes, you can. Try. It's the season finale. Do it for the people. Do it for the people. Ready?
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can. Three, two, one, go.
No, everybody, as you know, they're eating right now, and then I see that somebody else is puking, and then someone else is puking, and then Casey and Fessy get disqualified, and then they're all crying, and Fessy makes it about himself, and now, oh, off to the races that we have. Oh, now I'm like a sportscaster, kind of like it's a horse thing. Oh, fuck it. Anyway, Amber B and CT take off after giving the big dessert to, who do you see right there? Oh, that's Casey. Casey, that's not Casey anymore. It's actually Corey and Cam. And then everybody's running, and it's really cold outside, and then they get to go kayak, and then they get in the kayak, they get to the puzzle pieces. There are puzzle pieces. Hang on the boat. Get on the boat. Get back to the boat. Capsize the boat. Get back to the other side. Put the puzzle together. I said put the puzzle together. And who else wants a puzzle? It's everybody.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't. I'm going to pick up from where you left off, because I think you left off at puzzle, and I was a little unsure which puzzle you left off at. There was a lot of puzzles.
It's the one where they had to get in the kayak and pick up the pieces.
Okay, the totem puzzle. That's where you left off. Sorry that I needed a clarification, Anissa.
You should have understood exactly what I said. One, looking at me, and two, listening to me.
Okay, I was trying to follow along, but it was good. It was good. I'm gonna pick up where you left off in my auctioneer voice as well.
All right.
Oh God.
All right, Torio, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, three, two. Oh, one.
And we're back, everybody. That's right. Here we go. Up that hill. That's right. CT and Amber B finished puzzle first, and Ani comes on the shore. She'll leave right in the cave. Don't know what I just said. Then everybody ends up in a cave. Math puzzle. I mean, math equation. Nobody wants to do it, but CT comes through. Bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Human calculator to the rescue. Every other team arrives, and bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Ani and Cam taking it for the lead in the team, but CT gets an option. Is he going to stay with Amber B, or is he going to stay with somebody else? But he stays with Amber B, and they stay in the hotel at night. I mean, not the hotel. It was a cave. But let's talk about how let's talk about how Corey was like, I don't fuck with 678, because who doesn't fuck with 678? Those are really particular numbers to be yelling, Corey. We're really concerned about that. I think I'm out of time.
Boom, bop, bop. And I'm like, what are you, scatting? Like,
fucking. I mean, you know how hard it is. Like, anybody who listens to this and think they could do better, I want you to put your timer on and try to sum up this podcast or the episode in 36 seconds and see if you could do it. And
yeah, it's really hard. Even in your fastest voice. Yes. DM me because you have to.
Send Anissa the audio.
I want everyone to send Tori either a picture of your second toe or a frog.
Oh, great. Awesome. Thank you, Anissa, so much. Well, we'll get into that later in our closing segment. But for now, let's talk about the play of the day. Best athletic move. What do you think it was, Anissa?
I mean, after Amber B and CT ate their food. I mean, throwing that dessert plate on Cam and Corey was the best thing they could have done.
So it was like the best thing, but also the dirtiest deed in the same.
Well, yes, 100%. But so it's like a mashup. It's like a play of the day, dirty deed.
Yeah.
It's the dirtiest deed of the play.
It's a plurdy deed.
It is a plurdy deed.
You know what? I think it was really smart. Like I was saying, I think I would have done the same thing. And no offense, I love Cam and Corey, but it's like they're a threat. They're a really good team. So it's like you want to give yourself the best chance. And like looking at Casey's knee, I think we were all kind of like, is she going to be able to run anymore? And I think probably not.
And I think the humane thing was to not give them the food. One, because Fessy wasn't eating shit.
Right. So what did it matter?
You heard him like an actress just, bleh. I'm like, you didn't even puke. He did drink a little bit of the blood, so good. I guess good for him.
Yeah. I loved that, like, Amber B throughout the entire final looks like a vampire. She has blood all over her face. Like, she's smiling, has no concern about it. Nobody's telling her. It's like a friend when you have, like, something in your teeth. They're like, oh, you know, get that out. Like, nobody told Amber B that her face was covered in blood. I mean,
yeah,
it's the
but
final.
You know how it is when you're, like, doing a final and you're just dirty and you have dirt all over your, I mean, sand and mud and you don't give a shit at that point.
No, you know? Definitely not. Yeah. But you know what? Let's break down this episode a little bit more. So after CT and Amber B give that dessert plate to Cam and Corey, they head off and they get to the kayaks first. And you kind of start to see this, like, first riff in their, like, challenge partnership.
Yeah.
Like, you can see them arguing. CT falls out of the boat.
Like, that it was becomes crazy.
Like, that the current crazy. Is hard.
I mean, if you've ever kayaked, canoed, whatever, balance is a big thing. The kayak is a little tighter than a canoe, so I mean, and they're dealing with like hurricane force winds. It's so cold in Iceland, guys. Like, it got colder as time went on, and being in glacial waters is not is not ideal. But I think because of, you know, CT's experience with the kayak and him being the person in the back, the person in the back is actually, you know, going to be your stronger or paddler. I don't know how to say it. kayak paddler person. And I think him being in control of it, I think that his really competitive side came out and wanted to kind of like control that. And I get it. I mean, there's a, you know, $1 million on the line. You don't want to lose your lead because you can't get on the same level. Like, you know, you can't get on the same page. But it's
hard. Leroy and Nani were struggling with it too. I think it was like it's so interesting watching it. You're like, oh, I could do that. When you're in something like that and you have the pressure of being in a final, it's a different ball game. It is difficult. So I give credit to everybody who's running this thing right now, because not only are they dealing with the elements of Iceland, they're also dealing with the fact that it's just a regular final and that shit is hard regardless.
Yeah, and then you have the current too. So like with Nani and Leroy, I mean, they're trying to paddle like to the left. I know they're trying to get it to the right, but if that current's strong, like, it's almost impossible to get through it. So kudos to them for actually getting to the other side and getting their puzzle pieces.
Totally. And they arrive at the island when CT and Amber B are still working on theirs. So it was like a really interesting race at that point. You're like, wow, this is neck and neck. And it seemed like CT and Amber B really arrived so much earlier, but you really can't tell by just watching, because obviously Leroy and Nani caught up. So
And during that time, what happens? Casey and Fessy time out.
Yeah.
So then they're eliminated. And this is heartbreaking to watch Casey fall apart, because I know that she wanted this badly. And I think the final really shows, like, not your true character, but, like, your willingness to win. And, like, it really shows you when things don't go your way, like, how emotionally invested you are in this game.
Yeah, definitely.
She really was upset, and he's just like, me, and she's like, I'm sorry, and like, I mean, I just felt bad. I want to give her a big old hug, you know. Fessy and Casey, you did your best. I mean, Casey, better luck next time. That was a really shitty thing to happen. I know what it's like to get injured. It's not fun, but you are making an amazing recovery, so we are happy to see that.
And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of want to go back and give the dirtiest deed to TJ, because right after they finished eating all of those plates, TJ walks up and he's like, oh, by the way, you timed out. And it's like, this is why Fessy didn't want to eat in the first place, because it wasn't going to be a waste. And like, Casey can't even run. We see the rest of the final is all running, basically. Yes, there's checkpoints.
Or even walking.
They did a lot of running.
Yeah, but even if you're going uphill, or even with her sitting in the kayak with her knees bent, I mean, all of that takes your legs, every part of everything that they had to do. Imagine her like in that cave just freezing, and how stiff you are. I mean, if you've ever had an injury, like, the cold is not always your friend.
She wouldn't have been able to get up that glacier with those crampons that Cam was talking
about. Tampons. Yeah, she wouldn't have got up with those tampons.
Oh god. I mean, and then we get to this overnight challenge, which is literally the death of me. I did an overnight challenge on War of the Worlds 2, and it was the hardest thing I ever had to do. People don't understand how hard it is to run an entire first day of a final, have to basically be awake all night with some ridiculous, like, task that you have to do. Like, they have to slam their face into glacier water right before they go to bed. Like, it's not making it easy. And so they're just basically, like, losing their mind at this time. So I think that the overnight challenge is undeniably one of the hardest aspects of a final.
I mean, we were in that crater and it was freezing, you know, and we'd be in the crater till sometimes 1 a.m. I can't imagine being inside of, you know, this ice cave, freezing my titties off in a sleeping bag.
I'm telling
you. After I just had to do math.
Totally. Exactly. I'm telling everybody who thinks that this kind of stuff is easy. Test yourself. After a night of, like, hard drinking in Vegas, I want you to stay awake the entire next day. Then I want you to go outside. I want you to go run 5 miles, but then do math problems the entire time. And tell me how it is.
Because they said difficult. That because yesterday you ran 4 miles and did math problems.
If people would
I'm
have
on
saw
to
me,
you.
They would have cracked up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I have an app in my phone.
You were not called, on your app while you were running.
Yes, I was on my app while I was running. I was like, I would run, I would stop, I would do 10 math problems. I would run, I would stop, I would do 10 math problems. And then if I was feeling really good, I would run and do the math problems. That's how much I'm trying so hard over here. I'm not really great. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not
so great. We're going to have to start running and doing math problems together. I'll be like, yo, 7 times 8. And then we just run again after you answer them.
56.
That's good. Look at you.
Yes!
So, folks, I don't know if you've heard, but Tori's now an official mathematician. Woo! Our multiplication skills. Oh, come on, second grade. We're coming for you.
Ooh, let's get back to this challenge so I can stop sweating thinking about math. All right, so now they go up this huge... It's the morning now.
Well, you didn't say that CT stuck with Amber, did you?
Oh, yeah. I said it in my, like, 36-second recap, but you can re-clarify if you want.
Yeah. After Corey has his problem with 6, 7, and 8, and they stay up all night, since CT's the winner, he gets to then pick a partner that he has to stay with for the rest of the final. Yeah. And he's thinking and thinking and thinking, but, like, he's been killing it with Amber, and her running is just out of control. She is like a little Energizer bunny. I didn't know she had it in her, and it's amazing to watch. He better pick her, and he does. And I think that that's the best choice for him.
It was good because he was smart. You saw him using deductive reasoning. You're like, we've already done math. We've already done some puzzles. We've already done this. Like, we're probably going to have to run a lot more. So, you know what? Out of everybody here, like, you killed the run. Let me just stick with you because we got through the hardest part on top. So, he's so smart. It's so interesting to watch him strategize everything. And, like, we even heard that from the last episode when TJ came on to talk. He was like, CT is just amazing to watch. Like, he has this ability to just, like, analyze the game while he's in it so quickly and make such a smart decision. And that's what he did. So he sticks with Amber. They do the all night challenge alongside everybody else. You see him going loopy in that cave. That always cracks me up. That sleep deprivation is funny.
Yeah. That's why I always work out on an empty stomach to see if I'm going to, like, die. I'm always in survival mode of, like, okay, let's see how long my body can go without falling over.
Yeah, not a bad idea when training for the challenge, because that's what they had to do. The next morning they woke up, no breakfast, glacial run, and...
Let's just talk about that head start, though, because when Amber B and CT get to the decoding part, I mean, they didn't even know it was inside of the capsule, so they had to run to the thing, know that they had to decode, run back to their capsule, and then run back to the puzzle and solve it. Or decode it. So I think that really, really helped them out, because as you could see, Corey and Cam, Nani and Leroy automatically open theirs.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And then they all start running it. I mean, this is a neck and neck race. Everybody is so close to each other, except for CT and Amber, who really did take that lead and go with it. Mm-hmm. And they get to that first checkpoint of this day after they get that capsule, and then they have to... After they decode that word, they have to go to that tangram.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah, it's like CT specialty too.
Right.
And I love when they, like, try to, like, push over their puzzle thing and, like, knock it out.
Nothing falls out.
They have to, like,
I thought they were going to push it off the cliff, to be honest. I would have kicked it right off the cliff and been like, fuck this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they have this huge lead now, but let's get over back to Corey and Cam and Nani and Leroy. They're pretty much at this puzzle at the same time.
Yep.
And then Cam and Corey take off first after this tangram. Nani and Leroy are right behind them. And they are literally running this
running
final
with each
together.
Other. Yeah.
They look like they're a team. Like it, I know. It's like a team final. Which yeah. probably felt great to Cam and Leroy because they're like, hey, listen, one of us is going to go. One of us is going to win.
Right.
Obviously, flashing back forward to Amber B and CT, they only have a little bit more of that run to go. And then they see TJ, like, how relieved do you think they were when they saw his face?
I mean, but we forgot one part. Like, they thought they were lost for a minute.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Like,
they did.
It's hard because I was looking at this one and I know from, like, previous finals, there are arrows or indicators yeah. or, like, a clean-cut trail. In yeah. Iceland, the terrain is so, like, there's mossy, wet hills, and nothing's really ever flat. You don't know where you're going. There's a stream or a waterfall in between everything.
Yeah.
And just a lot of rocks of feliciality. And they're just a lot of rocks and shit. So at some point, I'm like, they are not going the right way and potentially yeah. could be ruining their first place lead.
Yeah.
And then they see TJ.
TJ. Yeah, and they pull it together, and he's just like, congrats, you guys win, like so nonchalant.
Yeah,
and
like
we're dead.
Yeah, we're dead, but thank you. And this is the first time I've seen CT emotional in a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I teared up. You know, like people's kids really changed their lives. And as CT said, yeah. you know, CJ, you know, saved his. So it's awesome yeah. to see that. And then you have, mm-hmm. you know, Leroy coming in, racing before Corey. And
yeah.
then you have Corey finish, then Cam finish, and here comes Nani. I mean, they were so close. I mean, seconds within each other.
Yeah.
Just to see, you know, how happy everybody was at the end for each other and for
yeah.
themselves was really nice to see.
It was so amazing. I mean, like, and good for Amber B, like, winning her first season of the challenge ever, playing a really good strategical game, riding some good alliances to the end, and then going in there and actually, like, doing some work. Like, she had to go into two hall brawls. That's not a joke. No matter who you go against, it's always scary. And she gets into that final, and she dominates
yeah.
that final. She killed that. Like, she helped with the puzzle. She helped with the kayaking. Like, she killed the run. Like, she won the capsule in the very beginning. I mean, like, really rookie of the year, for sure. Not even a question.
Yeah,
so
she really did kill it, and she definitely was a sleeper.
Yeah, she's just built different.
No quit, yeah.
She's just built like that. She's got that, like...
Amber B, is there any way you could just trade legs and then for the next challenge, just in case, like, any other one that I go on, could I borrow your gazelle-like body?
That'd be amazing. She's so incredible.
I'm keeping my brain, though, because I feel like puzzles and math are my thing. So
yeah.
No offense, Amber. No offense, Amber B, but I'm going to keep my head, but I need your body. Thank you.
Well, we can ask her that personally, Anissa, because she's going
True.
To be coming on the podcast. We are so lucky to have CT and Amber, the challenge champions, come on and talk about what it was like to win. So let's get into that interview.
Yes. All right, folks, now to one of our favorite parts of the podcast. We get to interview the winners of this whole entire challenge, the champions, the vampires, my two buddies, my fellow castmates.
Yeah.
Welcome, Amber B and our main man, CT.
Woo!
Hey.
Hey, everyone.
Good evening. I would love to have you for dinner.
That's exactly what both of you look like. Congratulations again. Finally getting to watch it. I mean, you guys killed it. Everything you had to do, killed it.
Yeah, how does it feel right now, like, to know that after all of that, that treacherous season, you guys came out on top?
I mean, it feels great. Especially with the season like this, I still say it. I think it was the most intense challenge I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning to the very end, it was just, surprised I don't have more gray hair or have a stroke.
Oh my God. CC, I had to go get mine colored yesterday or 2 days ago because that's how gray I was. It was all challenge stress.
Amber B, what about you with your rookie season? You came out with that win. I don't know how many people in challenge history have ever won the challenge on their first season. So how does it feel to be making literal history?
It feels great. Honestly, I can co-sign with CT on that. I think this was, it was literally the hardest thing I've ever done, just starting from day one, you know what I mean, up until the final. So at the end of the day, I felt like you kind of like, I'm like, okay, I earned it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was a bummer, things I had to do, moves I had to make to get there, but I was like, you didn't win it, you earned it. So it feels really good. Yeah.
It is. And you guys,
I like that,
literally murdered that final. Like Anissa was saying, I mean, you dominated it from start to finish. There wasn't a time when you didn't have the upper hand. And I think that was so crazy. Like, CT, do you think that your experience played a huge part in being able to dominate?
I think obviously it gave me a better understanding of what to expect. I mean, I've been there before. But I mean, I think the only time I didn't come in first, and it's, this was actually, to me, I think this is probably my best performance in a final. I think I came in first in every checkpoint except for the one that Amber beat me in. Yeah. I believe.
I think we're just, women are better than men when it comes to memory.
Yeah, she kept me. And on, I had to return a favor. I think the strategy was simple. It was just, I got really lucky, I think, when, I remember when Fessy was going around, he was like, I want to make a move. I'm going to roll the dice. I mean, just, like, he really felt like he wasn't going to win the final if he didn't have Casey on his team. And I remember him being like, yeah, I'm thinking about throwing myself in. Might as well roll a dice. And I'm thinking to myself, so if that happens and you get Casey, I'm going to get Amber, who, I don't know if everybody knows this, has run a marathon before. And we're going into a final. I'm like, you should definitely do that. Go make a name. Gas him up. And I honestly, I can't believe he did it. He did it and he got what he wanted. And then to me, if I feel like I'm the one that's going to slow us down, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All I was thinking to myself was, all right, with Amber, it was just get me to the checkpoint. Just give me some time. Get me to the checkpoint. And I remember when we were running, there were times when, you know, she's trying to be all, come on, CT, let's go. And
oh, we saw it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, okay.
Everybody can see that. She's like, come on, CT. You're like, all right, I'm coming. It was awesome to see her push you. I loved it.
It was nice. And it was crazy because me and CT, I wasn't really working with him. And to be with him and actually work with him.
I don't think anybody was, to be fair.
Right.
No, you were a party of one, CT.
Right. So I wasn't really, you know, I feel bad, but it was crazy that I have never had him as a partner. I was trying to get him out of the house at one point. And now I'm working with this guy and we actually worked really well together. Yeah, because I remember at the beginning, right, when we're about to take off, he was just like, okay, keep up with my pace. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, keep up with me, buddy. Like,
hey. Yeah,
like it was true.
You were out from the gate, Amber. Yeah. You were like, I'll see y'all later. It was like you grew up in Iceland and you were like a little moss child and you were like, I'm just gonna run all over the rocks and on the ice and everywhere. This is my home. Yeah. I mean, I looked at that landscape and I'm like, we're gonna die if we have to run that. Like, yeah. I'm gonna lose my ankles, my knees, my life. And you ran like a gazelle.
Now we know that Icelandic gazelles do exist. That is, in fact, a species. Absolutely.
Yes. With a curly top and a curly mane.
I think a lot of it has to do with, I grew up in Tennessee. It's all mountains. Like, I'm barefoot everywhere I go. Like, I just, you know, I'm used to running and all that and rock climbing, all that. And just, like you said, marathons. So, I don't know. It was just, it was my first final. I had no idea where I was going, what I was doing. But I
was very comfortable with her. Because I remember the second challenge. It was the one where
we swam.
I was rogue, yeah, with the ice blocks. And I remember, and it sticks on my mind, because, you know, as you, Anissa, you do this, like, with new people that come in, you kind of, you know what to look for to see if somebody, to see what somebody has. Mm-hmm. And that challenge, which did with Darrell, where they had to go back in and grab blocks or whatever, and she kept going. She kept going. And
yeah, I know. I was swimming with
like
her.
That little frame. That she's gonna shatter like glass. She gets in that water again. And she kept going. And, you know, Michi's passing out and all this. And to me, I was like, okay, she has heart. And to me, that's the most important aspect, I think, in this game. It's like, yeah, it's good to be big and strong and fast and smart and all that. But in the end, if you don't have that willpower to keep going, even though you feel like you got nothing left, it's it doesn't matter what else. It doesn't matter if you have anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you guys, I think, had the luxury of not really working together all season, because then when you got to work with each other, you had really no baggage, you know? So it was like this like new team that formed,
fresh
right?
start.
It could be a double-edged sword, because, I mean, it takes time to work on chemistry. Some people just work well together. Some people just automatically, you know, they click. And, I mean, if you look at Leroy and Casey, the entire season, I think they said maybe 5 words to each other. And they seemed to work well. But then, you know, when I was with Cam, I felt like we were two very just stronger personalities. Where it was like me and Big T, this is my role and this is her role, you know? So it was easy to kind of work together because, oh, that's not me, that's you. That's not me, that's your business, you know? And then with Amber, I feel like we had a good understanding of each other. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise that we didn't have a lot of time. Because I mean, I'm sure you know, it all takes time. I don't know, I'm rambling at this point, but it takes time to actually.
Going into the final, I mean, which team did you think was going to be your biggest competition?
I honestly thought, Fessy and Casey, they would do all right when it comes to the physical stuff. I know Casey's an eater. I don't really know how they would have been on the puzzle. I'm sure they would have been. I honestly think it was going to come down to the checkpoints and, you know, the equalizers there, I like to say. I thought everybody had their strengths and their weaknesses. But I honestly did think that we had it where it counted most. We were like, I thought I had the best runner on the final. And with that, it gave me motivation to just be like, all I got to do is get to the checkpoint, eat some food, knock out a few puzzles, and we keep it moving, just keep that lead.
Totally. And Amber, and you
definitely did that.
You, Amber had this big opportunity in the beginning. I mean, you won that first you won that first mountain decode shit thing. What do we call that thing? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so the first challenge.
Yeah.
It's the first check. You won the first checkpoint.
First checkpoint. Thank you, Anissa. And then you picked CT to be your partner. So, like, how did you feel picking him as a partner? Were you nervous to, like, keep him? Or were you like, no, I know for sure that this is going to be it?
I wanted to double check with him first. I remember looking at him and be like, do you want to ride this out with me? You know, like, I'm willing to like ride it out with you. Do you want to ride this out with me? Cause I want to stay with him. I didn't want to run a final with someone that didn't want me, you know what I mean? Or like, so in my mind, I was like, okay, do you want to stay with me? Will you ride this out? And then he was like, yeah. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And my mind went back to Darrell the night he left and he hugged me and he was like, just tell me to be strong. He said, He said, whatever you do, stick with CT, you can eat. So I remember
that's what he said, I can eat?
Nothing else, CT, like, you're just a big eater.
No, I think that Darrell, because that was the one challenge where I kind of like slacked with Darrell, is like the eating challenge. And so he knew that that would probably be one of my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So he was just reminding me, like, if you need a partner, you need someone that can eat, because you're going to have to eat in the final. So for me, I wanted to stick with CT. I knew he was like an OG. I knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, won before. So I was cool riding it out with him if he wanted to stick with me. But even if he didn't, I was still going to stick with him.
Amber, you ate everything. So it wasn't just him eating. Like, you had to eat too, because you guys had a chance to time out if you didn't eat. And you're at that point in the final where it's like, okay, I know one team drops off. It can't be me. I mean, you had blood. Was it real blood?
Honestly, that tastes the best out of everything.
What did it taste like?
It was like egg, right? Or vinegary.
It was like thick and it was like pulpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I tell you what, it made everything go down a lot easier. I kept asking for more.
You guys looked like friends at a college bar. You're like, more bloody, more Bloody Mary. CT, you were killing it. Literally blood all over both your faces. You ran the rest of the final looking like vampires. It was fucking incredible.
And then Amber's growling like, rawr, there's just like blood everywhere.
We were running in the tail of a hurricane. So it was really windy that day. Yeah. And I remember the wind blowing a lot too. So anytime I tried drinking or I felt like it was going to come up, I would, because I didn't want to throw up on CT. So I was like, I'm going to turn. And every time the wind would just make that fly up my face.
No.
So you literally threw up.
Yep.
Like it lit the throw up.
That's so fucking gross. That's so fucking gross.
It came out and it went up.
Tori's laughing right now, but she would be dying if that happened.
Oh no,
her.
I was gagging watching it. Literally. I couldn't do it.
I laughed the whole time.
You would have ate it.
the worst thing I had to eat. I think I can't even remember everything that was on that plate, but I hated eating the
sheep face.
Yes, the sheep's face.
Yes, tell me about that, because Tori's having a really big problem with the sheep face.
Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah, first of all, you look at it and it's a poor, sweet little sheep. You know what I mean? You know where, like, I have to look, like, damn it. I have to look where your eyeballs were and your cute little mouth, and I have to eat you. So that right there was just, like, putting me off, and it was, like, rubber or, like, leather. Like, it was just the texture. Oh. If it was, it didn't have much of a taste, but it was just so hard to get down. And that was the hardest thing for me.
So when it came down to, you guys obviously kicked butt on that challenge as well. When it came down to giving away that extra dessert plate, why did you decide to sabotage Corey and Cam?
Ooh, CT, take this one, because you.
I felt comfortable. I honestly thought when it came to the checkpoints, Cam was going to be more of a threat coming to the checkpoints, and Casey just hurt her knee.
Yeah.
That was just hard. It's hard sabotaging someone. I was like, CT, yeah, you do it.
Part of you feels bad, yeah, but at the same time, if any team has won, they were more than likely hitting us up. So
yeah, for sure. That's so for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about Fessy not eating? And
saying it's because of Casey.
Yeah.
I was just happy at that point that he had, like, traded me in for somebody else, because I was like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, that was my only thing. I looked over there and I was like, wow, I am dominating this right now. It made me proud of myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was not easy. Ugh.
I mean, even Casey was eating.
I know.
Yeah.
Casey would have done that if they pushed her on a stretcher. Casey would have done that in a wheelchair. She still would have done it if they gave her time. I think it was painful watching it. I just felt bad. Like, if I'm doing this and I'm falling apart, my partner better eat. Pick this ball up, Fessy.
Yeah.
Eat this ball.
Yeah, it's a shame that it took a while like that. That sucks.
Yeah.
After you've come so far, you know, you've put in the time and you just, something like that, it's just a shame.
It was, like, crazy because we didn't know what happened when they didn't come back. We didn't find out till later. I don't know. For me, it kind of just sucks just seeing someone get purged out. It hurt my feelings just a little bit. I felt so bad. Just like a little bit of me felt bad that happened.
Yeah.
You never want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, facts.
So that's what happened. Like, you guys dominated that whole first day, and then you arrived to this, like, cave, and, like, now you have to do this math problem, and you guys couldn't help each other. So CT, what did it feel like to finish that math problem first and then look over at Amber and be like, oh my god, I can't even help her?
I felt so bad because she was stressing out and I couldn't talk to her, and I wanted to tell her, we couldn't talk to her at all. So I knew going in, like, we both have our strengths and weaknesses. She's a better runner than me, right? Give me the checkpoints, right? Just give me the checkpoints. So in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, like, don't worry. It's good. This is my job. You know, I was assuming that the reason why we had to do it separately, because it was going to be another, get to pick a different partner. But I did well. And I came first in that one. So she had nothing to worry about. And I know she was freaking out, and I felt really bad, because I couldn't do anything to try to calm her nerves. But it really didn't matter anyway, because I was just going to pick her like she picked me, you know? So right. We're just going to keep going. And at that point, after I completed that math puzzle, I knew that everybody else was competing for second.
Yeah.
As long as we just had a decent run. Like, at that point, we had, we had to be up close to an hour lead at that point.
Yeah.
And I remember, it's funny, because some people were like, you know, how'd you finish it so fast? It's because when I was in school, back in the day when I was in school, calculators weren't allowed in class.
Oh, wow. So you
can remember a lot of that.
Wow. Right?
I don't remember ever having, like, the scientific calculator, like, any of them. They were like, go get this one. I'm like, it's $80 at Staples. I'm not getting that.
Wow, that's so crazy. I mean, you crushed that. Like, you're like a human computer.
I didn't get it. Were you supposed to add the last number on each one, like each row?
I took it in chunks. So I took the hundreds and put them aside, and then I went to the 50s, and then or the 20, like the hundreds and tens. I would do the hundreds first, put them aside, and do the tens and add them to the hundreds. And then I have that block.
Tori's so confused right now. Tori's literally trying to count on her fucking fingers.
I'm not confused.
Not getting it.
I'm not confused at all. I'm so certain of what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask CT to tutor me. It's like, there you go. CT.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
I will hire you to tutor me.
Me too.
Oh yeah, Amber, you need it too. All right.
Wait, does that mean we're gonna work together finally?
Oh, it's a done deal.
You guys heard it. This is being recorded, so there's no way to get out.
Well, the other thing is that it's like a package deal, CT.
Yeah,
wherever she goes, I have to go.
And to think you were my first choice.
I love you. I'm so proud of you. I can't even believe that you, like, I look back at that and I'm like, I mean, I love Corey to death, you know, but like, damn, I fucked up. I really fucked up big time. I mean, who knows? The game could have switched a million different ways in between that very
Yeah. Sure.
Anything could have happened.
Yeah, but still.
If anything, we probably would have had a target on the back.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, listen, you guys killed it. I mean, it was literally, Anissa and I the entire time watching that, we were like, we can't believe the domination. It was just so powerful. It didn't even seem like you guys had a difficult part. I mean, maybe the kayaking, but like, what do you think the most difficult part was for both of you?
When CT fell out of the kayak and had to get back in.
Oh my God. I was so scared, Anissa.
Yeah, the kayaking, no one gets that. CT's like 2.5 of me. Yeah.
We were literally popping a wheelie in the canoe.
So I'm trying to give my all, put my energy into this. I'm like, does this guy not understand that he is heavy? Like, he doesn't understand what I'm doing right now. So that's the only time I feel like we kind of didn't see eye to eye, and we were like, you know, we were kind of like snappy or whatever, but we're just passionate about like the final at this point. So
she had a lead. She was gassed up. She saw the shore with another puzzle. I'm like, pace ourselves.
Yeah.
And we didn't account. I think we got distracted because it was like, I don't know. To me, if someone's like, if we're getting into it while we're doing something, it's going to keep me fired up. But I think we lost focus and didn't see, like, as we were turning into the shore, the waves were coming at us at a different angle. And then we start to do the wibble wobble. No, you stop. No, you stop. No, you're moving. No, you're moving. And the next thing you know, right. I jumped ship because I felt like if we had both went in, it would have been a wrap. And if that kayak tipped over,
right.
I mean, I don't know. I was lucky enough to get my fat ass back in the thing, you know?
Well, you like yelled at me. You're like, Amber, I'm floating. And I had to throw my paddle out, pull you in. But then
Oh my God, that was a split second decision too.
Right, it was. Like, I felt the kayak kind of rocking. So then, this is the country girl in me. I have to throw my legs, both of my legs out to balance the weight. And then you were getting in on my left. So that means I had to lean right. So I was trying to put all this together in that moment too, just so I wouldn't fall.
There was that moment when I tried to swim to the back of the kayak and it was just far enough away. And I had that look in my eye where I looked at you like, it was just a terrifying moment because it was just like I'm floating in space and like nothing I can do. And all of a sudden, like you just like just calmly just grabbed the paddle and handed it to me. And I was just like,
yeah, because if Amber would have fell in with that current, that would have been a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, where's Amber? I don't know where she went.
Oh my gosh. And then you guys, like, right before you see TJ, you almost lose your way. It looked like you guys got lost.
So, yeah,
like,
that was crazy.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we couldn't find the arrow.
Couldn't find the arrow.
Yeah, we were running down this stream, like, do you see it? I don't see it. Do you see it? I don't see it. And then I remember, like, stopping when we were talking. What the fuck? And then I think I seen it over her shoulder. Like, it was on the other side. So we were thinking go up and straight and somehow go up left, but we never thought to look across the stream.
Okay.
Well, you made all of us nervous because I was like, this is it. This is where they could lose everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to send out search and rescue to find Amber and CT. They're still out there.
I would have cried. Oh, my goodness. Because one thing I remember right before the final started, every second counts is what TJ said. So in my mind, I was like, I have to be ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
So getting lost, I was that I think that was honestly like I was freaking out. And then I remember CT looked literally over. He was like, it's right there. I was like, the whole time it was there in front of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great that you had TJ's voice in your head, Amber, but like, how was it to see his face after you guys ran up and saw him?
It never looked so good, girlfriend. I swear. I was I'll wait to be up there. Cause it like, at that point, I just already knew. I was like, I couldn't even, this whole season, I've been so emotional. It was just like a lot in my mind. And so I was like, I couldn't even, I'm finally here. I'm finally made it. I didn't think that I would be, you know, on top of this mountain, this beautiful place. Like,
it was like Avatar at the top of that place. So like the clouds had parted, there were birds flying, there was a waterfall. I felt like I was in Avatar.
But it was a great experience. And I really enjoyed having CT as a partner in the final. And yeah, I feel like, I don't know, like it just made me happy. And I felt, it felt good to have him by my side. And while we're crossing that finish line, like,
But once you did cross it and you see TJ, did you think that he was going to ask you to make a decision whether like one of you could keep it or not?
I was hoping not. I don't want to do that.
Same. That's the one thing I told CT that I thought he would do is take money from me. So in my mind, I'm like, I thought that too. I was like, please, like, cause I could never, I wouldn't have got it through the final without him. So I could never take money from him because you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you caught me in my 20s, I probably would have stole it from everybody. I would have stole it from myself. But now, no, like, just give me what I deserve. Give me what I earned. That's more than enough money. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, it creates a special bond. I was so happy that that wasn't. Because from what I understand, you do like, you keep, and when the other person puts split, so the person who puts keep gets it all, even though the other person was trying to be honest. But then if you're both trying to take it, you don't get anything. So it's just like, I don't even just, I've been through so much. I'll take what I can get, what I deserve.
Split it up. Yeah. I feel the same way.
It's just, to me, it's too life changing.
Yeah. Like
the amount of money I
Do you want to change anyone else's life?
I can't.
Of course.
Right here.
I mean, you want to talk about it on the next one?
Oh.
You
know? Before we even worry about this next potential one, let's talk about how you guys ended up both getting some money. Have you cashed the check yet? And if so, what are you using the money on? And if you haven't cashed the check, what are you going to use it on?
I haven't. I'm still waiting on my check. Girl, I'm like, they need to hurry up. MTV, give your girl her check. No, I'm like, I'm really pumped. See, okay, it was crazy. I've always wanted to help my mother out, and I feel like now's the time. She's getting to the point, you know, when you, as you get older, your mother gets older and you see like she can't.
Yeah.
I'm there. And before I left, I didn't want to, I finally can talk about all this, but my grandmother had a year to 6 months to live when I left. And it was a hard decision for me to decide to even go on the final. So that's why I was struggling. One thing I was struggling with, just one thing in the house. And the day I ran the final, she passed, and I didn't find out till I got my phone back, but my family had told like Katie, you know, someone, my sister had reached out to Katie and was like, you know, and Katie was just like, you know, so someone let her know like that I'm doing well, you know, I'm doing okay, you know, and I'm in good spirits. And my family didn't want to, of course, let me know anything, you know, in that moment. So for me, just being able to like really help my family is everything. And I'm so thankful for the challenge. I'm so thankful for everyone that I've worked with this season, the crew, like the cast. It's just life changing for me. And I'm like extremely blessed because I just know that my life's about to change. I've never seen that much money in my life. And I'm so sorry for anyone I had to like turn on. Anything I had to do, like, that's not
I can give you my address or Venmo. You can show me how bad you feel.
Anissa, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, it's awesome that you're going to, you know, be able have that chance to be able to provide for your family when they've done everything for you, you know?
And I'm doing this also for myself. Like, there's things that I haven't been able to really do or have much in life. You know, I've always been paycheck to paycheck. I've always been grinding. As much as, oh, you have a blue check mark and you have a bunch of likes and, you know, all these people looking at your page every day, that does not mean I'm rich. That does not mean that I'm doing okay. That does not mean that I'm in good spirits. You know what I mean? So it's like good to finally like have that weight off my shoulders right now, just knowing that I have some kind of stability. So
your grandma's looking down, awesome. And she's probably so proud of you. She's probably like, send you all that energy while you were finishing that right? final.
She was like, come on, my little gazelle.
She was with you.
I know.
She was like, honey, you know you're not good at math, but you better run.
No, that's what Cam said. Cam told me, like, when, because I had Casey and Cam there when I, and Nani, and Cam was like, girl, she was just, she was there with you the whole final. Aww. But I literally, like, I'm just, it was so crazy. I don't know. It was a lot to process when I got home and, like, everything unfold. I was like, ugh. So I'm happy that I'm finally feeling in better spirits and mentally.
That's good. That's the most important thing.
I learned so much about myself, y'all, this season. Like, yeah. You mentally, like, that was the hardest part of the whole season is what goes on in my mind.
Yeah, there were so many points in the challenge where I felt like, you know what? I don't even care what happens anymore. I'm so, like, emotionally yes. drained. I don't even, whatever. Let's just do it. Like, how many times, like, going on, like, through the challenge where you're just like, I don't even care what it is. Let's just do it. Whatever. You want to throw me out of a plane? Fine. Shoot me out of a cannon. Whatever. You're going to ground me in between two tectonic plates? Sure.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Right. So, CT, what are you going to do with the money?
What money? What are you talking about? Man, I got nothing.
CT's
the type
many.
Of guy that would win the lottery and no one would fucking find out. Not one person.
See? Yeah.
No handouts over here.
Nothing I see here, see?
Well, I'm sure it's going to go to your family and... Yeah. You know.
I'm just gonna honestly try to pretend it's not there. Put it in a staged place. You know, put it in a portfolio, as education fund. You know, maybe work on a few more rentals.
That's good.
Well, how did this win feel compared to other wins? Because I know that you said this was the hardest season. Yeah, this is your fourth challenge win. You're a 4-time champ. That's legendary.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that I think I have a high win percentage during my dad bought era.
See? Yeah, the fatherly figure.
You start not giving a shit, and you just like, listen, I'm just gonna keep going because this is my body now.
Yeah. I mean, why stop now?
Stop now,
right?
Well, you guys, so you win this, and obviously you know this, but the world doesn't know it. So, like, how does it feel to know that you won and you cannot like shout it from the top of a mountain?
I actually did shout it from the top of the mountain. No, I just shouted from the mountain. No, but it felt so surreal. It still feels that way, you know? So it's just like, I felt like so many emotions. I was like, I don't know how to feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, no one else knows. Yeah. But like, I don't even know yet. Like, connected. It has a process. So for me, it didn't really like click. I was just like, I was just full of so many different emotions, but yeah, it still hasn't clicked, but.
And CT, like, what about you? You just feel like, oh, okay, another win in the bag. Like, nothing to talk about over here.
No, I'm really proud of this one. This one I had to, there was one thing, I remember when me and Fessy got into it, he was saying how, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, he's just living on in the shadow of the man he used to be. And I was like, okay, there's a good point to that because in this game, it's a new game now. The game has evolved so much. And I really had to get my hands dirty this time. You know, I had to learn how to play the new game with all these new kids and everybody's super hungry. I can't just kind of coast by. And I'm proud of the way I adapted to the game. I'm not necessarily proud of how I had to play the game, but that's just how this challenge was designed. But, you know, I still got it. I still had that chip on my shoulder where there were moments where instead of just giving up, I felt like, you know what? Fuck these motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah.
I still had that. And I always said to myself, if I didn't feel like I don't think I can win, then, you know, time to move on, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, I'm proud of this one because I had to adapt to the new team. I really had to, like, I didn't have any relationships with any, like, the new cast and the way the game is played and how intense it is. It was just the new rules. It was like a crash course. Like, I remember coming in, like, a heart on my sleeves, fresh off of midlife breakthrough is what I like to call it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like... You know, I remember when the first night, everyone's like, oh, CT, give us a speech. And I was just like, why don't we all say something we're thankful for? And they're all like, boo!
Yeah. Like, that sucks. Tough crowd.
Yeah, real tough crowd.
A lot of luck.
Yeah, but you work for that luck. Like, I appreciate when people recognize when they get luck, but you get lucky because you work for it in another capacity. Yeah. So it's like you earned it. Across the fucking board, both of you guys did.
Yeah, it's not like you skated by and didn't have to do anything. I mean, you put in work from the first day on, and you know how you play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they say about luck? It's when preparation meets opportunity.
Yep, exactly.
That's the only time, like, come on, today's the day. Come on, just give me a chance.
You just wanted to be able to play.
I tell you what, though, the game now, there's so many moving parts in this game now.
Yeah.
It's like, this happens, this has to happen, and all this, the moon and the stars have to align for you to get the, mm-hmm. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, Amber, what, did you expect to win your rookie season, or did you, like, you just feel like you also got lucky, and then eventually at the end, like, the work paid off?
Oh my gosh, girl, I was ready to tap out like week 5.
Good thing you didn't.
Girl, I was like, I remember going and speaking to this guy and I was just like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, I need a therapist. I need to speak to somebody. Like, I need to figure something out because I was just so ready to tap out. And mm-hmm. I think it's just a lot had a, I don't know. It's just, but honestly, I felt like it's a mixture of both because like not giving up and honestly fighting that mental part of it all and like pushing yourself and I don't know, like doing things you don't want to do. I feel like, again, it's just earned, like, you know, and I feel like, and I have a lot of respect for everybody in this game that's been doing this a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Cause I couldn't imagine like years and years now I'm like, okay, now I'm part of these, this experience and this family. So I feel like a lot of luck plays into place depending on like the week and the alliances and like, mm-hmm. you know, who you're working with, not working with, like, you know, CT said, like, there's so many moving pieces and, you know, you can at one minute you can be close to someone, next minute you're not. And because they're with somebody else and now they're working, it was just, this was my rookie season. Y'all to really have me do double agents my rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They did.
So messed up. I was like, oh. Hey. So,
they do not care.
Yeah. So I'm if anything, I'm happy that I got to experience it all in my rookie season. I won a challenge. I won, you know, 2 eliminations. I won a final. I got mm-hmm. to experience all of my rookie season. So I'm very appreciative of that. So.
Yeah.
I want to know for both of you, what move are you most proud of making this season?
I got one. Mine is making CT rogue.
Ooh, that's smart.
Nani comes into play there too because she didn't pick him there, but it was the fact that I didn't stay with him when, you know, even after, you know, Darrell said that, I still was just like, okay, they're coming after him next. You know what I mean? And I need to recognize that. One thing I remember Corey telling me and Darrell always telling me, nobody in here is your friend, right? You know, I'm just getting to know these people. No one in here is your friend. So I have to listen to what the partner I did trust, or sorry, my previous partner, which was Darrell, and that I did trust what he has to say, because he really gave me some great advice this whole season. So it was just, I was praying to God that, you know, Nani wouldn't pick CT, and I'm happy she didn't because
not sure why she didn't.
I don't know either. I'm not sure either. But I don't know. And it's crazy because in the end, we didn't even get to pick each other. We got stuck with each other.
I was happy. All I need is somebody I know who's not going to put out on me. That's all I want.
That's the one thing that bothered me, I think, about Fessy was like the right before the final, he was telling me, I'm going to run. I'll run with you. It'll be, you know, but then the next day he's throwing us down the elimination. So it's like, I don't want to run a final with somebody that doesn't want it as bad as I do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you obviously don't want it as bad as I do because you have no idea how hard I'm going to push myself to get that win.
I'm sure he regrets it. So
yeah. I'm sure he's kicking himself in the ass.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, man. He did reach out to me though, and it's all love. He really like is very happy for me. So there's no bad blood. I all love. So.
And CT, what was your proudest move?
I'm not necessarily proud of the way I had to put the IV. I'm proud of how it ended and all that because I did what I had to do. You know, when you're forced into a corner and you know, and that's the way that the game was designed this time around.
Yep.
But
you made me rogue. Hey, that's a good move.
Yeah, you know what? I made the my partner O'Connell over there rogue.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, now that you think about it, that's funny how, you know what? It's like the moon and the stars align. It was just like, you helped me get rogue, I helped you get rogue. And then we ended up being paired up in the final, which we absolutely dominated.
Yeah, you guys did. It was so crazy.
So now that you've won, both of you, what's next? More challenges? Are we taking a break?
Hey, if it ain't broke.
If it ain't broke, don't break it. I'll come back, baby.
I'm not fucking leaving.
I love it. Amber, what about you?
You know, I don't know. I really want to take some time to really spend with my family and make sure they are finally, you know, set up and in good spirits and finally spend time with them instead of, you know, us always having to do so much and work so hard. So see my niece and my sister. So it's just, I right now it's just the time for me to just recharge and just know I'm finally in a better space and understand that this was an amazing experience. I hope to see everybody again in the future. And just know in the future, if you ever play with me, it's all love. I promise I'm not a bad person. I love y'all so much.
All is fair in love and challenges. Love, war, and challenges, right? That's the quote.
Yeah. Also, my birthday is 9/11. If you are feeling crazy.
Oh my God, it's not
that. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But it's very funny. And I didn't realize when we plug our socials and shit at the end how I should be like my Cash App.
I can't deal. Well, listen, we've already asked for advice from you guys as challengers, but leaving off this interview, like, what is your advice for the final? Because I'm taking notes. So what do you got for me?
CC, you want to go first?
Just keep going. Pace yourself and keep going. Yeah. It's hard, though, because you don't – it's hard to say pace yourself because you don't know what kind of piece, you know, is it a short checkpoint? Sometimes it's, you know, it's just, the best thing to do is just keep going. Try not to think about it till you get to a checkpoint. Just keep going.
Yes. Just pay attention. Another thing, pay very close attention. Listen to everything TJ says because he is not kidding. Mm-hmm. So just listen. Pay attention, be aware, and just have fun. Have fucking fun in the final. Like, it is.
No, they're not fun.
No, you're not.
There's no fun in a final, guys.
Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Congratulations.
Yeah, so proud of you both.
So proud of you guys. Where can we follow you? How can we support you? What else do you have going on in your lives? What do you want the people to know? CT, you go first.
Just still get that movie going. I really have much to promote right now. Just Denise's Cash App. Yes. We get that going real quick. Link in bio.
Link in bio.
I love you.
Hey, Amber, what about you?
Same. I don't have really much going on. You guys, I already told you what I'm doing at the moment. I'm just spending a little time traveling and getting settled and being in the space of my family. But yeah, of course, you know where to follow me. Amber Borzocha, my name. I just started, I'm gonna be on Cameo.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yay.
There you go.
I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do for myself. Now that I have this coming in, how can I grow as a person and what can I invest in? So I'm figuring it out, y'all. I've never seen this much money in my life. So I'm just figuring it out. I'm gonna be smart about it. Trust me, I've already got a financial advisor. I've got everything set up.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that you're gonna dot your I's and cross your T's with this money by how you played the game. You pay attention. So you deserve it, girl. And you deserve it too, CT. So proud of you guys. And thank you so much for coming on the show. We fucking love you.
Of course. Till next time.
We really appreciate it.
Bye, girl. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right, well, CT and Amber are amazing. I'm so proud of them. What an amazing season, and they dominated that final. So
dominated.
Good for them. But let's get into one of our closing segments, listener transmissions. You asked, and we answered, and this is an amazing question. I love it so much. So, Anissa, I'm going to ask you first. Dream matchup and dream elimination. Who out of all-time challenge history would you love to see go up against each other in an elimination, and what would the elimination be?
So I feel like I would pick somebody new and somebody old.
Oh, okay.
I would want to see Laurel.
Yeah.
Versus Natalie.
Oh, shit. That would be fire. That would be in like
in
what?
Anything.
Yeah.
But mostly anything physical. So if it's like reverse tug of war, I feel like we'd be there for eons.
Yeah.
Strength wise, I mean, they're both animals. So yeah. I feel like, I mean, I've never seen Laurel quit anything. So yeah. I know that she'd be good.
I'd love to
and
see.
And Natalie's a monster.
Totally.
She's not a monster. She's a badass female that can move. So
a monster in the best way possible. A monster.
Yeah, like the cutest monster.
Yeah, yeah, in a complimentary way.
Yes.
If I love had monster. To choose, like, for I have one for guys and I have one for girls. For guys, okay. I would love to see Alton and Fessy in a climbing competition.
Oh my God, Alton would beat his ass. Alton can climb a flat wall. His
Hell
feet
yeah.
are hands.
Hell yeah. Alton is
Yo,
amazing.
Alton is one of the best climbers I've ever seen.
What about Alton versus Leroy in that rope one on their backs? Like, who would have won that?
Oh God. I don't know, because that takes coordination. I mean.
Oh, come on.
I would like to
it.
See Jay and Alton to climb.
Ooh, that would be good. Jay and Alton.
Who's your girl one?
My girl one would
Me
also
versus
be-
you. Again.
No. No.
In a hug off.
I like that. I think I would pick Jenny West versus yes. Natalie in like a hall brawl. Like, they're two heavy ass hitters.
Yeah, but I think that Natalie has more of the grit.
I don't know, man. I think
she's
I
a
think,
little scrappy.
I think they both got it. I'm not saying that either. Right, right. I think they across no. the board. I think they both got it. It would be a clash of the Titans.
I would want to see both of them in a final.
Hell,
not
yeah.
with me. yeah. Unless it's all puzzles and eating, and swimming, yeah. and then they're fucked.
I
but
don't know.
If I yeah. could just see both of them, two specimens, just I mean, going.
Yeah, they're specimens, man. Whew.
They are. If you're listening out there, casting directors, we don't always need specimens.
you can.
I'm just kidding. I love having strong women on there because
yeah.
it's just.
Hell yeah.
I think we should have all types of women on there.
Exactly.
Because we're all strong in our own ways, and it's wonderful to see that across the board.
Of course, dude. And you know, it doesn't matter when it comes to strength. Anything can happen in these games. Like Big T, who actually proved herself to be incredibly strong, but was an underdog for a long time, was the reason why me and you went up against each other. So you never know. So you got to give
credit
to... Yeah,
because she had the brains part and then she beats me in elimination because she had the coordination of the body part. So...
I thought
Listen,
you said
your
brains
not,
fart.
She has the brains fart and the body part.
She... I can't. Well, listen, these would be incredible matchups, guys. We want to hear your matchups and who you think would be amazing. So DM them to us. And you could do that at Anissa. Okay, Anissa, you can plug your own social.
You guys can follow me at Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV on Instagram. My Cash App's Anissa Ferreira if you want to send me anything because I didn't have a Seder for Passover and I was very lonely. Or if you just want to send me matzo ball soup, that's what you should send me. Virtual matzo ball soup.
I love that. Okay. Happy matzo ball soup day, Anissa. That's for
Oh my
you.
God. That's not today. There okay. should be a day of that though.
Should be. There's national holidays for everything. There should
yeah,
be a
it's
national.
Annoying actually. It's annoying.
Too many national holidays.
Too many days. Tori, where can they find you?
All right, guys, you can find me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. I would love to hear what your dream matchup would be. And honestly, since we're talking about these dream matchups and OGs, let's get ready for the new season of All Stars. I mean, I'm so excited, Anissa. Like, I cannot wait to write your name all over my body and watch my TV and scream for you.
I mean, it's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. And I am so excited to see it. I am looking forward to so much good music.
Yeah, heck yeah. I can't wait. Well, listen, guys, make sure you watch new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday.
And make sure to catch the biggest event in Challenge history, The Challenge All-Stars, streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yes, and we're going to be covering all things All-Stars right here after Double Agents ends. So make sure you stay subscribed so you don't miss a second of the action on MTV's official Challenge podcast.